You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Last week we mentioned that the way Hilchos Yichud is structured is as follows. There is one Isser called Yichud. And the Gemara has about three or four Heterim where Yichud is permitted. One of them is Pesach, Pesuch, Lishus, Rabin. That was last week's shir. And tonight we'll talk about Baal Abiyah, which is another Heter for the Isser of Hilchos Yichud. That's basically how the whole sugya of Hilchos Yichud, the whole entirety is structured. The various heterim within the Isra, overarching Isra of Hilchos Yichud. So, before I get into Baal Abiyah, I want to share with you a story that somebody told me this week, which made me almost made me cry. They saw that, I don't know if they were at the shir, they heard that I gave a shir, they saw my marmakamos about giving the shir last week about Pesach Pesach. He said, Rabbi Orlean, you have no idea how much a part of our lives this was. I said, what are you talking about? He said, we had an adopted kid. Something in this community, we had an adopted child, and for 12 years, my wife and I had to make sure that there would never be an issur of yichud with the daughters and the husbands and all the different details to make sure for 12 years, this was our life. Our life was centered around not violating yichud with our adopted child and my wife. Somebody who you might see around, may or may not, you know, doesn't have necessarily have a long white beard and big pace behind his back, and one of us who had this, you know, an incredible, I almost cried when I heard that. You hear how a Yid has to, you know, build his life for, you know, 12 years of his life, have to be focused to make sure for eight, to have the koach to adapt a child, and one of the great challenges is Hilchos Yichud, and to still, I was incredibly touched. I almost cried when he told me that. But this is one very important aspect of dealing with that situation. And that is, what? I don't want to get into details, but
that's an interesting question.
Yeah, I don't want to get into details. It's not for now. But right now, I want to focus on this sugya. Look at the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Pi Aleph, Amud Aleph, Amar Rava. This is the sugya of Yichud. Baila Beir Ein Choshesh Mishum Yichud. We're not worried about Yichud if the husband is in town. So let me just translate the words. That means if you have a woman who is misyachid with a man in a room, and they lock the door, that's called Yichud. If her husband is in the same town, so that means there's a man and a woman in Lawrence, and they lock the door wherever they are, but her husband is in some other part of Lawrence, there's no Isser Yichud in that situation. And just so you have context, Amar Rav Yosef, Pesach Pesul HaShaz Ram, also in Choshesh Mishum Yichud, let's look at Rashi. Rashi has a fascinating addition of one word. I apologize, I don't have enough sheets, Baruch Hashem. Yeah. Thank you all for making me not have enough sheets. Each one of you have a chalik in that. Baal B'nei Chosh Mishal Yechud Zogt Rashi, one word, Lahalkos. Let's see what that Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying that if her husband is in the town, there's no Yechud to get Malchus. We'll come back to that in a moment. That's a very powerful word, and there is much ink spilled on this one word of Rashi. Continues Rashi, why is there no Isser Yichud if her husband's in town? Rashi says four important words. Demistifi, she is scared, mibal, from her husband, hashta asi. At any moment, he might just walk in. Yes, the door is locked. Yes, she's in Yichud with a person, but nothing's going to happen because he's in town and he might walk in any moment.
Does he have the key?
Presumably she has the key. Presumably he has the key.
She has the key to his house.
That's the Svara. She's concerned that he's going to come at any point, and therefore, as long as he's in the town, Rabbi, if he's in Montana on a business trip, so, you know, when the cat's away, the mice shall play. But if he's in town, if the cat's next door, the mice are going to behave themselves. So, I want to focus on this one word, Rashi. Rashi says, if Baal Abiyah, we're not worried about Yichud to get Malkos. What is that mashma? It's mashma that even if you have the heter by the beer, it's not a real heter. It just means you're not going to get malchus. Sounds like it's still aser. Mm-hmm. You're just not going to get malchus. So two questions: do we paskin like that? Is that really telling us that this heter that I always thought was a heter called by the beer, there's no iser of yichud? Let's just jump down to the Shulchan Aruch in source number 6 and see how the Shulchan Aruch phrases itself. Does the Shulchan Aruch phrase itself that it's mutter or that it's also you just don't get malchus if you did it? Says the Shulchan Aruch source number 6 in Evan HaEzer Chaf Beis, which is the siman of Hilchos Yichud. Isha Shabayla Beir Ein Choshishin Lehisyachidima. Well, he doesn't really say it clearly. The way he presents it, the Shulchan Aruch is not worried about Malkus because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk about Malkus because the Shulchan Aruch is written for a time in history when there are no Malkus. Like Bizman HaZeh, after we don't have a Sanhedrin of Smuchim, in order to give Malkus, in order to exercise capital punishment, any corporal punishments, they have to be based on a Smuchim, of Smich Yish Mipiyish, and we don't have that anymore. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch is not written to be... We're not worried. Clearly, you'll see the... It's going to be, we pass him not like Rash, that it is mutter. But we'll see a little bit more about that shortly.
That's interesting, speaking of the statue of the man, not the woman. In Choshes Yachad Imam, whereas the Gemara says, in Choshes, it's general, more general, it's more general speaking. He was talking about him as opposed to her.
Well, I think it's saying a cool, and not only is she allowed to be misyachad with the guy, and because she knows she's not going to do anything, but the man is also allowed, even the man's allowed to be misyachid with her. Right? The man's not scared of the husband. But even so, it's extending the kula. Even the man is allowed to be misyachid with this woman. Because since the woman won't do anything because she's scared of her husband, the man, you know, takes two to tango. So if the woman won't do anything, the man's going to be left without anyone to do anything with. So he also won't do anything. So it's, I think, extending the kula. Okay.
So the assumption is that the husband knows where is his wife.
That's the assumption, which we'll talk about later. At this point, that's what it sounds like. That the husband knows where his wife is, such that he could walk in at any moment. That's going to be a very important assumption, and the Chacham HaSadim is going to spend, we're going to spend time on it.
Just because he's in the city, he will come in any minute. I mean, there's a train schedule here. I once had an enrichment tour for my son, and he quit because he didn't want to be at home with my wife, because he knows there's a train schedule, she knows the train schedule, and there's no spontaneity in my coming home. And so we quit.
So you were working in a different city. So you were working in a different city. That's why you didn't have the heter by the Be'ir. If you're working in Lawrence, you would be able to walk home whenever you wanted. So then we would have the heter by the Be'ir.
Ear in today's world where you have.
You're right. We're going to have. That's going to be. We're going to talk about what is an ear nowadays. The ear is not a Yerushalayim in the time of Bayis Rishon might have had 100,000 people, but now Mexico City has 12 million people. So it's obviously a different definition of ear. It might be a different definition of ear, but we'll talk about that later in the shiur, hopefully, if we get there. Let me tell you a story. The Gemara tells you the story, the end of source number one. A fascinating story. Rav Bibi, Ikla Bei Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef happened to be blind, and that will be important to discuss in a moment. Rav Bibi is visiting Rav Yosef's house. Basa the Karach Rifta, after they had lunch, Amar Lahu, Rav Bibi said, do me a favor, take out the ladder from my attic room in the house where I'm visiting. Shkuli darga. Take out the ladder, the steps. Mituse bibi, from underneath me, from where I'm in the attic. I don't want to be able to access the floor where Mrs. Rav Yosef is. He was concerned about Yichud. He wouldn't want to be able to access the room where she was. So I'll be in the attic without a ladder, and she'll be downstairs. It won't be a problem of Yichud because we're in totally different places and I can't get down. Asks the Gemara, isn't it? Why is he concerned about removing the ladder? It should be mutter because there's no concern of yichud. It's baila beir. Rav Yosef is in the town. Shiner of Bibi, the shushvintehu v'gaisei bai. That they were good friends. This visitor of Bibi was good friends with Mrs. Rav Yosef. They went to co-ed elementary school together. They're second cousins. They grew up, playing hopscotch in the backyard together. Since they were very friendly, therefore, we're not going to apply the kula of Baila Be'ir. What do we see from this Gemara? We see that this Gemara has a very significant limitation to the heter of Baila Be'ir. Baila Be'ir, meaning, as Rash said, she's worried that any moment he'll come home, only applies if it's somebody that, she's not so buddy-buddy with, but if it's somebody who she's very friendly with, like a first cousin, a male first cousin, or a business partner that she works with all day long and she's been working with him for 25 years, or some other man that she might be very friendly with, for whatever reason. So there would not be the heter of Baila Be'ir. That's the limitation called gaspe. They're too friendly. This story tells us something very interesting. Look at Rashi, just to finish off. Shkula darga. Sha'achlu baliyah, they ate in the attic. V'yardu Rav Yosef ishto. Rav Yosef and his wife go downstairs to the main floor. V'hunishar baliyah. And he said, shkula darga mi tusi bibi, shalo yer v'yisyachid. He didn't want to have the even opportunity to do yichud, so take out the ladder and I'll be stuck here in the attic.
Basically left the house?
Yeah, Rav Yosef obviously left the house. Yeah.
Or was he concerned that Basin was blind?
No, he left the house. He left the house. So, I want to ask you a very simple question. Rav Bibi, who said, oh, take out the ladder, because I don't want to do Yichud, and Rabbi says to him, what are you worried about after all, Baila Be'ir? What was Rabbi saying?
Baila
Be'ir, and therefore you're not going
to
get Malkos? Why is Rabbi saying you don't have to remove the ladder? You could leave the ladder where it is because her husband's here. Clearly, Rabbi is saying that
you're allowed to
stay here even with the ladder because her husband's in town.
Right.
And therefore, it doesn't. If it was just that, really, Baila Be'ir is Usr, you just don't get Malkus. So why would Rabbi say, well, you don't have to remove the ladder, just leave the ladder there. Leave the ladder there. No, it's Usr. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't get Malkus, it's still Usr. You know, I'm going to ask this question, this is Tosfos question. Look at Tosfos, source number 3. That which we say we're not worried about yichud by Baila Be'ir, it's in terms of getting Malkus. Sounds like there really isn't Isser. You just don't get Malkus for Baila Be'ir. The kasha. Dimkain, my parch besamach. What is the Gemara? What is Rabbi asking the adjacent Gemara out of Yosef? To Ka'amar, that he said, Shkul darga mitusei bivi. Well, how could the Gemara ask the words? Quote, V'omar Rabba, Baila Be'ir, and Choshev, Elam, Mishum, Yichud. My Kushya, what's his problem? Nehid Malkus, like I understand there's no Malkus, but he's through me, Yichud, it's still an Isser. V'nir Lefarish, Tosis argues on Rashi, Ein Choshev, Klal, Mishum, Yichud, V'afilu, Isura, Leka. There's no Isser whatsoever. Baila Be'ir is a heter gummer. Not like Rashi, who's limited saying you don't get Malkus. But rather, it's mutter entirely. It's mutter lechatchila, and this is how we paskin. It's mutter lechatchila to be in a room with a woman, door locked, if her husband is in town. But look at the next Binas Adam. Binas Adam is the Chachma Sam, the Chai Adam, who makes a very important comment. He notices this machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, and he says, you know what? Rashi is not a slouch. Rashi, you can't just knock off Rashi with a Gemara, especially not a Gemara from like 7 Masechtas away. It's a Gemara from the next line. I'm sure that Rashi knew the next line of the Gemara. And yet he said, still said his line. So we can't just throw Rashi into the garbage. So you know what the Binas Adam says? He says, maybe we should be machmir for Rashi a little bit when it comes to Yichud Midaraisa. But Yichud Midrabanan, then we could be a little bit more lenient, and then we'll permit Yichud Lechatchila if it's Baila Be'ir. What's Yichud Midaraisa? What's Yichud Midrabanan? This goes back to what we spoke about last week. If it's one and one, one man with one erva, right? Eish Hazish, for example, or another erva with one man, one and one, that's Yichud Midaraisa. There, the Binas Adam says, oh, maybe we should be machmir for this Rashi. Vashi ish echorim isha achas hido raisa uktsas yesh lachosh l'da'as Rashi. You should be a little bit concerned with Rashi, at least if you're dealing with an issa d'oraisa. Mikomakom b'ish echor ushtey nashim, if there are multiple people there, one man and two women, which is yichud, but it's all yichud d'rabbanon because it's more than one and one, then ein lachosh klal afil l'chatchil, you don't have to be worried for this Rashi at all. What?
It was a case of one and one, wasn't it? Tomorrow?
Yes, it is. But the question is, should we be machmir for Rashi or not? So by Nisa Doraisa, we will be machmir for Rashi. By Nisa Drabana, we'll be makel against Rashi. What?
He said it's okay to leave. Gemara asked.
Yeah, you're asking Tosfos Kasha. Yeah, Tosfos Kasha. But Rashi is also somebody. We're not ready to throw him out.
How is this an answer?
This is not an answer. No. This is not an answer at all. Binas Adam is not an answer. I'm just telling you that we have a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos has a kasha, a strong kasha. Clearly, Rashi has an answer to it. There are 7 answers in the Achronim how to answer up this kasha on Rashi. Rashi, of course, had an answer. It was the next line of the Gemara. He had an answer for it. So, what do you and I do? How do we paskin like Rashi or Tosfos? So, the Binas Adam is telling you a very fascinating split psak. It's a pshara psak. It's a compromise. If it's he's not answering. No, not at all. He's saying that if it's an Issa D'Oraisa, then you should be machmir for Rashi. If it's an Issa D'Rabbanan of Yichud, then you can make like Tosfos. No, he's not trying to answer up for Rashi. That's a different shir, not for now.
Let me ask you a question. What exactly the kula of Baal Be'er? What is exactly that kula? Is it that the husband can walk in at any moment?
That's what Rashi said. Look at source number two. To mistafe mi baal hashta asi. She's scared of her husband. He'll come now.
So why is Shushvinte the guy said it? Why is that a kula?
You're asking a terrific question. The Chacham HaSadam later, the source much later, which we might get to tonight, we might not, deals with your question head on. The Svara, you're saying that if she's scared that her husband's going to come home, why does it help if she's really good friends with this guy, or is this her first cousin, or her second cousin, a male second cousin?
Why doesn't it help? Why doesn't
right, so why, presumably, I don't care if it's his second cousin, she's still scared her husband's going to come home.
Well,
so
she knows him well and she likes him and this and that.
So you're saying guys that bait doesn't mean that she's intimately or emotionally necessarily connected. It doesn't have to have an intimate connotation. It means like, you know, she knows him, she's very good friends with him. But still, it doesn't answer Barry's question that she's still scared he's going to walk in. He's five blocks away. He could walk in any minute. So you might be right. Maybe there's two. It's too. You know, the fire is burning too hot. They're too close. So you know, she might not be able to. You know.
Whatever can take 5-10 minutes. And for that 5-10 minutes, the odds are 100 to 1.
Right. That's one possibility. There's another possibility. The Chachmas Adam, the Chai Adam, the Binas Adam, all the same person. Taka says he answers your question by saying that the Heter is based on not just that she's scared my husband will catch me, but she's not going to do anything because if her husband walks in and sees this stranger in her house, he's going to have her head. What's a strange man doing in the bedroom with you? On the other hand, if your second cousin is in the house, or the you know you're the guy you grew up with and you were in first through ninth grade together, and you know him all your whole life is in the house, so you know he's in there. He's here all the time. So it's not going to arouse suspicion of the husband. That's the Bina Sadam's answer to your question. It's a little bit of a twist. She's scared, not that my husband will catch me in the act, but she's scared, the Heter Baal Be'er is that my husband will catch me.
He's a stranger.
What are you doing with a stranger here? So therefore she'll make sure she'll behave. But if it's Gasba, then her husband won't be concerned that the guy is in the house, because of course the guy's in the house.
It's easier to explain.
And therefore, if the guy's in the house, it's the second cousin. Of course, he's always in the house. Therefore, she's not going to be scared of what her husband will say, because her husband knows he might be coming. That the second cousin might visit. He visits all the time. She won't be scared of what her husband will say, and therefore she could do an averus. Therefore, we won't give her the heter of Baal Be'er. That's the Bina Sadam's answer to your question. No. The Heter Pesach Pasul Hirshus Harabim does not have the limitation of Gaspa. It's only a prohibition. That's Machlokas Achronim, actually, I think. But I think we paskin that the limitation of Gaspa is limited to Baal Be'er, not to Pesach Pasul Hirshus Harabim. That's a good point. We're now going to begin the sugya with looking at a Rambam. And after we all look at this Rambam, our eyes and our minds are going to be opened up to a whole new way of looking at this, and we're going to be able to deal with a lot of different shailas when we see the Rambam's way of formulating the Heter Baal Be'er compared to the Rashi that we saw in the beginning. Says the Rambam, look at what he writes, and you'll see how he's so different than Rashi. Eishes ish shahaya Baal Be'er enachal sheshes liyichud. So far, no chidushim. Mipnei. What did Rashi say as when Rashi explained why it's mutter? Rashi said because she's scared her husband will come home any time. Look what the Rambam says. Mipnei she emas baila aleha. The fear of her husband is upon her.
Yeah. What's the difference?
Rashi says she's scared her husband will walk in. The Rambam is saying that she has the fear of her husband upon her.
Even if he's out of town completely, she's still...
If he's in town, then her fear of the husband is upon her. If he's not in town, the fear of her husband is not upon her.
According to the Rambam, even if he's out of town...
No, according to the Rambam, if he's in town, then the fear of her husband is upon her. And if he's out of town, then the fear of her husband is not upon her. But the Rambam doesn't say that she's scared that the guy will walk in. It's if your husband is in town, the fear of your husband is upon you. Let me present you a very, very simple nafkamina. You call your wife from work. You say, "Sweetheart, Right, your question. I'm taking the next LIRR train. I'm taking the you know, the 527 train. I'll be home in 53 minutes. Right now, does she have a heter of Baila Be'ir?
She's
Let's think. According to Rashi, what's the heter? The heter is. Let's talk about it in the same town. I don't want to. Let's say she has 20. I'll be home in 27 minutes from the far side of, you know, Cedarhurst. The bus. I'm on the taking the bus, and the bus is coming in 11. It's 4 minutes to walk to the bus. 11 minutes till the bus comes, and the bus ride will be 13 minutes, and then 4 minutes to walk from the bus. I'll be home in 35 minutes. So she knows that her husband cannot be home in the next 35 minutes. What did Rashi say? What's the heter Baila Be'ir? She's scared. Right now he could walk in. But he can't walk in for the next 35 minutes. It's physically impossible. According to Rashi, you don't have a heter Baila Be'ir. Let's look at the Rambam. The Rambam says, if you're in the same city, if your husband's in the same city, emas baila aleha. The fear of her husband, the fear of her husband, is upon her. She's not going to sin. Let's look at an incredible Chazanish. Turn the page, and I want to introduce you to a sefer. The sefer that's the Bible of Hilchas Yichud is the Dvar Halacha. The Dvar Halacha was a Talmud, I believe, of the Stipler. He's a Bnei Braker, and he lived, I guess, the sefer was probably written in the 60s, maybe the very early 70s, probably late 60s, around that time period. And all the new Sfarim that come out in Hilchas Yichud, any sefer that's come out in the past 3 decades, are all doing nothing more than sort of following what he said, and a synopsis of his sefer. He's the Bible of Hilchas Yichud. It's very creative, it's very thorough, it's incredibly detailed. And look at what he says, some incredible things. He explains to us, what is this Rambam telling us? What does it mean that the fear of her husband is upon her? We don't really understand what those words mean. The fear, what does it mean? It's I'm not scared he's going to come in, I'm just scared of him. But if he's not coming in, then what am I scared of? You're telling me that he's not going to come in, I'm still mutter? Why is it mutter for me to be miyachid if he's not coming right now? Look what he says. Let me give you one other example. The husband, let's say we live in downtown Manhattan, and downtown Manhattan is right near, there's a jail right nearby our house. And my husband is in jail. And he's going to be there for the next 6 years. Am I scared that he's coming home right now? According to Rashi, the heter is, he can come home any minute. No, he can't. Yeah, if he's on good behavior, maybe he'll be home in 3 years. And if he doesn't behave, it'll be 6. According to the Rambam, Baila Be'ir, Emas Baila Leha. The fear of her husband's upon her. So if he's in jail, is there a heter Baila Be'ir? What about another case? Let's say she's having yichud with a guy, and she just happened to find a nice jewelry store on Central Avenue, it's somewhere in Cedarhurst, and she wanted to try on a bracelet, and she happens to try it on, and the guy, because of security, has the door locked and takes her to a back room to let her try on the jewelry. Her husband has no idea where she is. Is she worried that, my husband's going to come at any minute and what? Her husband doesn't even know where she is. Her husband's assuming that she's, I don't know, at Central Perk eating, or Sunflower Cafe eating breakfast. And lo and behold, she decides she wanted to get herself a new bracelet. He has no idea where to go, where to find her. But the same, her husband's somewhere in Lawrence, in his office, or in the base manager's learning. He has no idea where to find her. Will we apply the heter Baila Be'ir? According to Rashi, she's scared that he's going to come in right now. She's not scared he's going to come in. He's not going to be able to. He doesn't know where she is. On the other hand, her husband is in town. Let's look at this. All these shilohs are really the same shiloh. How do we understand this idea? What does the Rambam mean? And the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam, not Rashi. If you turn back, I'm sorry. Look at the Rambam. Look at the Shulchan Aruch in source number 6 that we saw earlier. Isha Shabbai Labir Ein Chalashin L'Siachad Ima V'Pneisha Emas Baleh Aleh. That's the Lashon of the Rambam. Not the Lashon of Rashi, says that she's worried that he's going to come home right now. So look at what the Dvar Halacha writes. He quotes the Sefer Yad Eliyahu, Yadei Eliyahu, quoted by the Kisei Eliyahu, who touches up the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, who, like we pass in like, third line, De'emas Baila Hainu, Af hecha shelo yodea habal es makom yichuda. The husband has no idea where she is. And she is batuach, betucha, she's certain. Shelo yavo l'sham. Right? She knows, she's in some back room in a jeweler somewhere in Cedarhurst. And her husband is in, you know, learning in Shar Yashiv. And she knows her husband's never going to find her in a back room in a jewelry store on Central. Shelo yavo l'sham, mikom makom yoter, according to this psak of the Shulchan Aruch, which is going like the Rambam, that this it's this amorphous heter of emas baila aleha, mishum te emas baila hainu, ema hargashis, harigshis, it's an emotional fear, v'tivis, and it's a natural emotional fear, al ha'isha mibayla shabir. We're not talking about a practical concern that somebody's going to walk in and catch her. We're talking about an emotional fear. Ema, it's something in her mind that there's a mental block, if you want to say. There's a mental block, there's an emotional fear. My husband's in town, I don't play games.
So how does it help to take the ladder down?
Taking the ladder down makes it that's not yichud. Not, doesn't... And they're saying you don't have to worry about the ladder being down. You could leave the ladder there and let it be yichud because her husband is in town.
So
that's the Gemara's question. Yeah, let there be yichud. You can have yichud because you have heter by the bayir. And we're asking, what's the heter? Is that he might come home? Or is the heter that, you know, she knows her husband's at home, so she has this fear? V'chein pasak, he quotes the Chida, who also says this, leaning. So what we're saying is a tremendous kula. If she will not be caught, there's still a heter by the ear. Look down at the third to last line. V'nemar li, and I was told, shekein pasak maran ha-chazanish. I've mentioned this point before in various shurim. Chazanish, we know, is a machmir, right? Well, guess what? In Hilchas Yichud, he's a mekel. And as I heard from by Willig, if the chazanish gives you a kula, you could take it and run. You could take it and run. This Dvar Halacha quotes a lot of kulas from the chazanish in Hilchas Yichud, and this is one of them. I heard, says the Dvar Halacha, again, he was a Talmud of Stipler, and he was a real one of the big B'nai Brak Talmudei Chachamim, 40 years ago. Shekein pasuk maran ha-chazanish zav, v'amr b'loshem kein zek. Look at this parenthesis. It's great. Those of you who speak Yiddish are going to love this. Emas baila, v'as meint emas baila, is a nerve. What does that mean?
Nervous.
It's a nervousness. It's an emotional thing.
Right.
It's not that she's going to get caught. It's not a practical thing. It's a mental block. Dahainu ematibis b'hargashasa, and based on that he tiru b'chol ha'ofanim. I believe that might extend even to the case of the jail. He's not coming out even on parole for the next 3 years. Even on good behavior, he's not coming. But he's in the town. There's an ematibis. There's a natural mental block. A woman who knows that her husband's in town, she's not playing games. Not because physically he might come and catch her in the act.
It's a psychology.
Yes, it's a psychology.
Doesn't matter if he's in town or not.
She only has it if he's in town. Then she has this block. He's out of town. Oh, he's away.
It's an emotional thing.
It's an emotional thing when he's in town, right? When he's in town, she's like she has a certain fear of his presence. He's in town.
Fear is so arbitrary.
Yeah, I can see that.
Okay, so we're going to have to talk about it here. Okay, so now, let's talk about, very practically, let's say you have the question that we find ourselves in. I think a number of you probably work in Manhattan, and let's pretend we all live in Far Rockaway, just to make life easier. We all live in New York City. Lawrence just makes life complicated. You can say, oh, it's not New York, it's different Nassau County. Let's assume we live in Far Rockaway, or make it easier, not to make distinctions between Queens and Manhattan. Let's say we all lived in Manhattan. We lived in Washington Heights, that's where I come from. I came from Washington Heights, and people work downtown and you live uptown. And it's like that in many towns. You work downtown, you live uptown. So, is there going to be a heter, Pesach, I'm sorry, a Baal Beer, in a case where the husband is downtown, or uptown, and the woman is in the other place? So look at how the Dvar Halacha presents this Shaila. Yesh Omrim, this is again reviewing what we just said. Shembaila Hiflig, he traveled. Besochir, Azai b'meshach hazman she betucha shebay lo yuchal aval lebeiso. He left for enough time that you know he can't be back. Asru l'hisyachid. This is the first opinion. V'yesh omrim. Shafil hiflik b'ay l'bosir muteres l'hisyachid. That's the shita we just looked at. V'shamana shekin pasak morat ha-chazanish. Chazanish is mekel, that even if you know the husband can't get home in time, it's still going to be mutter, because the heter that we're talking about is not a practical heter. She's going to walk in the door. It's an emotional, psychological heter that she's not playing games when her husband's in town. Why? Because she's nervous, not because he will walk in the doors. Now, everything I just said might be against the following shita of Ramosha Feinstein. Ramosha talks about the case of jail.
Says jail is like out of town.
What?
I'd say jail is like out of
town. Okay, you could say that. You could say that. You could say that. Look at Ramosha. Im habal chavish beis hasur nafshu beir. He's in town, but he's in jail. There is yichud. Oh, he's quoting Rashi, of course. Tamefurish be Rashi to heter by labir mitam that she's scared he's going to come right away. But I don't understand. Why are you Ramosha Feinstein? Why are you quoting Rashi? The Shulchan Aruch didn't quote Rashi. The Shulchan Aruch quoted the Rambam, who didn't say the reason of that she's going to walk in, that he's going to walk in. It's a good question. Based on that, there's the famous Pesach of Ramosha. Umitam ze shebemedina New York. Kishabaila, no, he means the city. He means the city. Kishabaila hu beir, aval yaduhu la shahalach likzei ha'ir. Maybe he means in the state of New York, you know that he's on the other side of the city, but he's talking about the city. That from the place where you live in the city to the place that he works, it's Erech Shah. It's an hour to get there, it's an hour to get back, and he's going to be wherever he is for an hour. Wherever he's going for a doctor's appointment in Cornell, in Columbia, in Mount Sinai. So he's going to be there for an hour. It's going to be an hour for him to get there, an hour for him to get back. So she knows he can't come back at that, you know, in that time. Says the Ramosh in the last few words, Asura b'yichud. This Ramosh in Eben Ha'ezer, Chelek Dal, Tzumen Samachay, Sif Kazan Zayin, he says it's going to be Asur. Because what is Ramosh assuming? There has to be the possibility that
he will walk in.
The guy will walk in. Not like what we've been saying.
He's going
with Rashi, yeah. V'kol shekein, says Ramosha, certainly even more so if you work for somebody. If you're an hourly employee, you work for a company. You're not an independent person, you work for somebody. And you go there for 8 hours. You go there from 9 to 5. It's an hour there, an hour back. There is an Isur Yichud. However, it comes the following kula. What happens if you work for yourself? And you can come back whenever you want. No one's telling you. You don't have to be the 9 to 5 because you're the boss. You make your own hours.
You're unpredictable.
And therefore, you're unpredictable. Then leka is a yichud. Ramosha is really going full strength ahead like Rashi. If there's a chance that the husband's going to come home, then it's mutter. If there's no chance he's going to come home, it's aser. What we have here in front of us is a gigantic machlokas, Ramosha and the Chazon Ish. Ramosha is saying that the only time you're going to have the heter, if he's reasonably going to come home. And if he's not going to come home in the next hour and a half, you know that? Even though you're in the same city, it's aser. Chazon Ish, however, sounded like, no, she has this natural fear. But perhaps, you know, when the Chazon Ish said that she has a fear if he's in the city, maybe that didn't mean New York City. Maybe that meant like Bnei Brak. Yeah. Bnei Brak, which is all of, you could walk from one end of Bnei Brak to the other Bnei Brak in 25 minutes, yeah. Half an hour. How long would it take for you to walk from northern tip of Manhattan to the southern tip of Manhattan? 7 hours, right? From negative 20th Street till 206th Street, that'll take you, that's 10 miles. It's 11 miles long. Manhattan's about 11 miles long. At 15 minutes a mile, we're talking about 150. Okay, a few hours.
You take the subway, right? That's
3 hours. Right. Okay, that's true. So it could be that maybe even the Chazon Ish would agree that if in a gigantic city, she's not going to have this mental block if it's such a big city, if it's so he's so far away. That we could really question what you know, how far he would go. But I want to ask you a question. What's a city? Is Far Rockaway a different city than Lawrence? Is Cedarhurst a different city than Lawrence? Is Woodbury and Cedarhurst and Lawrence and Far Rockaway four different cities? Well, let's think. Until now, we've been assuming that who's Machmir and who's Maker? Rashi or the Rambam, the way we're explaining it with the Chazon Ish. Well, until now, we've been explaining Rashi is very chamer. You can only get this heter if the guy's going to walk in. But according to the Rambam, anytime she's scared, he's in the city, she has the heter. Sounds like Rambam's much more Maker. She always has this heter whenever he's in the city. I think in our situation, if we assume that Lawrence is Lawrence and Cedarhurst is Cedarhurst and Woodmere is Woodmere and Far Rockaway is Far Rockaway, you know who ends up being a gigantic chumrah? The Rambam. Because the Rambam says, when do you have the heter? When do you have this fear? If your husband's in Lawrence and you're in Lawrence. If you're in Cedarhurst and your husband's in Cedarhurst. If you're in Woodmere and your husband's in Woodmere, then you have a heter. But if not, if he's in a different city, like you're in Lawrence, he's in Cedarhurst, you're in Far Rockaway and they're in Woodmere, then you don't have a heter. However, according to Rashi, that she's scared that maybe he'll come home. Well, if he works in Cedarhurst, he'll be home in 4 minutes. If he works in Woodmere, he'll be home in 7 minutes. If he works in Far Rockaway, a different county, a different town, he'll be home in 2.5 minutes. You'd have the heter. So it's really a funny kind of thing. It's not that one sheet is machmir, the other sheet is meko. It really depends on, we have to define a city. Is city an area? Is city a tax jurisdiction? We have this shaila in many areas of halacha. Purim?
Jersey City to Manhattan.
Jersey City to Manhattan could be 20 minutes, right. And that's with a gigantic river in between, a different state and a different city. Right. What about Teaneck and Englewood? Washington Heights and Fort Lee? I used to jog from Washington Heights to Fort Lee over the bridge. Okay, the bridge took me to Long Bridge. 20 minutes across the bridge. With the ramps, it's 25 minutes. But is that by car? It's about like a minute and a half. But it's a totally different. It's a different state. It's on the other side of the George Washington. So that's one point. Another point I want to raise is the following: you have a baby. So let's not talk about. We're not going to talk about the baby. So we'll talk about husband and wife. You are your wife's home. And you went out to wherever you're going, and you want to let your wife know when you're going to be home. So you are at the, let's say you're at the doctor's office in LIJ or in South Nassau, which will be, 25-minute drive, 40-minute drive, something like that. So if you call your wife from a landline, she looks at caller ID, what does she see? Oh, you're in South Nassau. You just messed her up. She now knows that you're half an hour away, and according to Rashi, she knows she's not scared of you coming back in the next half hour. You're in a different town, and you're not coming back for the next half hour, so she has nothing to rely on. Greyneck is a different town. Half an hour drive, so she knows that you're not coming and walking in right now. She has nothing to rely on, so the plumber's there, you just messed her up. You know what you could have done? You could have called her from your cell phone. If you would have called her from your cell phone, she doesn't know where you are physically. You're saying, I'm on my way home. On my way home could be a minute, could be 10 minutes, could be half an hour. Could be you walking to the car, 40 minutes. Then she'd have a heter. And if the plumber is coming, or the electrician is coming, you can make your wife's life easier or harder, depending on if you call from a landline, assuming she has caller ID, or from a cell phone. According to Rashi, according to the Rambam, anyway, you don't have a heter because it's not the same city. But according to Rashi, it ends up being a kulad. She's worried you might walk in any moment. It should be mutter if you're calling from your cell phone and she doesn't know when you're coming in. This also applies not just to Baal Beir, but that specific example also applies very much so with babysitters. A lot of times you like being nice to your babysitter and you say, you know, we're going to be home in 40 minutes. We're leaving the chasana right now. So let's think for a second. Let's say my wife and I go to a wedding and we leave a babysitter, let's say with one of my kids. So I have a 10-year-old boy home and a high school girl is babysitting. So that's yichud, right? High school girl, she's bas mitzvah, and 10-year-old boy is above 9, so he's roi l'biyah, so it's yichud. But it's not yichud because it's Pesach Pesuach l'rishis harabim. Even if she locks the front door of the house, she knows that the parents, me and my wife, we could walk in whenever we come, whenever we, you know, maybe we turned around and didn't want to go. Maybe we left the, you know, early. Maybe we had a flat time we're coming home early. She doesn't know when we're coming home. So she could probably lock the door because it's halachically considered like Pesach Pesuach l'rishis harabim. People will come in any time.
Is that real?
What happens? I think
that's
that
would, a real thing.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. What happens if I call her from the chasna hall and say, or we call her and say, we're leaving Marina now. We're leaving Ateres Avram now. So what did you just do? You just took away from her the heter, Pesach Pesuach L'rishis Harabim. The whole heter she had is that, so that we might walk in at any minute.
Right.
But by calling her and saying, I'm leaving Ateres Avram now, it's at least, she knows it's going to be at least 35 minutes till we get home. So she now she's in trouble. Now she doesn't have to Pesach Pesuach L'rishis Harabim anymore. So that svar is not just something that could throw a wrench in the heter by Lubir. This idea of letting somebody know where you are that could also take away the heter Pesach Pesuach L'rishis Harabim, which is what we spoke about last week. So that's another application. Fear of Shemayim does not play into this. Why? Because both Hashem and Chacham were very smart people, or beings. And they realized that human beings have Yetzaharas, and therefore, to prevent us from getting into problems, they say, don't allow yourself the need to ever have to engage you with Yiras Shemayim. If you're avoiding Yichud, you don't have to worry about having the strength in the Yiras Shemayim to withstand the temptation. Because you never have the opportunity to be chote, and that's how this whole issur is built, to prevent what?
Someone's afraid of getting chanuk because they might do something that's not.
No, absolutely not. And if you don't believe me, I could open up the newspaper any day, and plenty of people are, they do stupid things because they're lured by a momentary whatever, and they pay for it later.
Ain't
that what Tolpushla? Ain't that 100%.
Let's say a man has a home office and a married secretary, not to him. And the wife's not home. Is there such a thing as Ishta Ba'ir?
That's a great question. Do we have the heter of Ishta Ba'ir?
I know it's really men, scary. Women, and he should be.
Ishta Ba'ir.
It's a very good shayla. It's a very important shayla. It's a very important shayla. You're saying if a husband is home, he's working at home today.
Yeah.
And his wife is out shopping, and the cleaning lady's home.
Okay. Yeah,
that's very common. The cleaning lady's home, and the husband's home, and the wife is out.
Right.
So if the wife could come home any moment, and people could call, that's Pesach Pesuach L'rishis Harabim, because she has the key. Because there are a few people. If there's
the husband, there's no issue.
That's why I said
no
issue.
I should
tell him.
No, husband. Yichud is equally on man and woman. Yichud is a fair opportunity employer. Equal opportunity employer. Yichud is asr on both parties. Whenever there's yichud on one, there's yichud on the other. If there's no yichud on one, there's no isr yichud on the other.
So what is the yichud is always cleaning lady
in
him?
If I'm in a house with yichud, if I'm in a house with my cleaning lady, I violated yichud. No, yichud with my cleaning lady. Okay, if she's not Jewish, it's only yichud d'rabbanan. If she is Jewish and she's married, then it's yichud d'araisa. If she's a nid, it's yichud d'araisa.
More likely to be Jewish.
Cleaning lady is this yichud?
She doesn't, but I do.
So it's
not equal.
If it will be ever asked to one, it will be asked to the other. You're right. In that sense, it's not equal.
Yeah.
Right, she can't have an issue, but it is. No. If I have yichud with my cleaning lady, I violated yichud. You can't have yichud with the cleaning lady. That's yichud. That's 100% yichud. Okay, she's not Jewish, it's only yichud rabbanon. But you're asking if the wife is, is in the town, she works at my wife works on Central Avenue. So is that permitted? Am I therefore allowed to? She's not coming home until 7 o'clock. I know, but does that allow me to stay home with the cleaning lady? It's not so pashat. Not so pashat. I know the postman do talk about it. I think they say if she knows she's coming back, at any point, then maybe yes. But otherwise, no. It's a one-way street.
Unless we can make a chiluk between the husband being able to come home to the wife, whereas the wife coming home to the husband was different. But the other night, when you were given this shiur between the chamarav, you said the doctor's office
Yes, I remember. That's what I'm wondering. I remember there was a, the Tzitz Eliezer says at one point that there would be a heter if the wife had the key to the doctor's office, so the doctor could lock the door of the examination room and still the wife could come in at any point.
Well, the husband has the key. Reverse the situation. The doctor.
That was the case that Tzitz Eliezer said. So that's the case where the wife could come in, which is what you were raising. That's where Tzitz Eliezer said your svara. Other than that, I don't think we assume. No, I think it's a heter bailavir. It's not ba'alo ishto be'ir. It's a heter that a woman is scared that she doesn't want to, you know, she's scared of her husband. Women are more scared of their husband than men are scared of their wives. I don't know, maybe nowadays things have changed, but that's the way it's supposed to be. You know, that's how it was for most of history. You know, we live in a brave new world. Let's finish off. Let's finish off. With an important psak. I saw from Rebbe Yashiv that, well, how are we going to find the word ear? So again, ear is just Bnei Brak. Bnei Brak and Ramat Gan. Bnei Brak, Ramat Gan, Tel Aviv. So the Chazon Ish said that all of Tel Aviv is all one ear.
Metropolitan area.
All of Tel Aviv. That means Tel Aviv with Bnei Brak, with Ramat Gan, with, you know, that's all one city. Rabbi Yashiv says that you follow Lashon Bnei Adam. So, for example, again, if you think, you know, I wrote this year, you know, I started working on the sugya when I was in the Heights and I was close to the Teaneck. Teaneck, Englewood, and Bergenfield. Teaneck and Bergenfield are really, people assume it's one neighborhood. Englewood is a different neighborhood. It's a different neighborhood. You know, Englewood has its shuls. And Teaneck Bergenfield have their shuls. Some people go from a shul in Bergenfield to Teaneck and Teaneck to Bergenfield. No one's going to Englewood. Englewood is a town, the next town over. So therefore, he says you follow Bnei Adam. That if if in Bnei Adam, I think. So hold on for a second. I think Woodmere, Cedarhurst, and Lawrence. Everyone assumes this is like one town. Far Rockaway, there's the 878. Maybe not. Maybe the 878. Right. Okay, yeah. If you call West Lawrence, so maybe that part of Far Rockaway would be
half of the West Taka. Is from Lawrence.
I hear that. Okay, so we have to figure out what Lashon Bnei Adam is, but that's just what Elliot Revelation says.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.